each other, you and I, stronger than lovers, you and I, so much to discover for you.
That is the unmistakable voice of Valerie June, a Grammy-nominated, genre-busting songwriter, a poet, a fashion goddess in iconic turquoise cowboy boots. If you missed South by Southwest or Stagecoach this year, you can catch June on tour when she hits the road at the end of this month. She also just appeared on a tribute album, I Am a Pilgrim, Doc Watson at 100. This is Handsome Molly with Bill Frisell.
Well, I wish I was in London, on some mercy for time. When I play back in a steamboat in City Ocean Round, by sailing round the ocean,
Valerie June joins me now on Skype. Valerie, welcome. It's so good to speak with you.
Oh, it's wonderful to speak with you too, Peter.
Tell me about your take on Handsome Molly and what that song means to you.
Well, years ago, when I was first learning to play guitar, I said, you know, if I want to learn how to play, I should probably start with basic folk songs, which is what is listed in books when you go to a guitar shop and you just do beginning guitar things. You get like Crawdad Song, Tom Dooley. So those songs kind of led me into a whole study of roots American music. And as I was studying that, you can't study that layer of our musical heritage without coming across Doc Watson. I fell in love with Handsome Molly because I just love these romance songs, but also the heartbreak of a lot of the old songs. So that's why I wanted to do it.
I want to ask you about the sound of your music, which can be pretty tough to pin down because we just heard you there cover Doc Watson, but then there are many other songs like this one, Call Me a Fool, which was up for a Grammy last year.
Yeah, well, they call me a fool. Darling, they call me a fool for your love, baby. I'd be a fool anytime. They'd be a fool anytime. Anytime for loving you.
That song is from your album out in 2021, which is called The Moon and Stars, Prescriptions for Dreamers. That album has sort of an otherworldly kind of psychedelic sound to it, Memphis sound to it, rock and roll a little bit. How do all those connect?
I think they connect for me in the sense of my voice, because the only consistency about my music in many ways is the voice. The voice never really changes, but the musical genre and the style and the textures, those always change. So I really battle and grapple with genres, not because of anything that I feel like comes from the songwriting and the creative side, but it comes from the side of how do we market this artist who does fit in the country, who does fit in the folk, who does fit in Americana, who does do psychedelic rock. And,
well, why not pick one, Valerie June?
That just isn't exciting to me. I want to be always following the spark and the flame of inspiration. I just love life and I want to just experience as much of it and as many different flavors of living as I possibly can.
All right. Well, fantastic. Let's listen to another song. This one's called Shakedown. You love and life in that song, and we picked it because I think we can actually hear your father's voice in the background there. Is that right?
Oh yes, that's my father and my two brothers, and we recorded those voices, those background voices, in the living room during the holiday.
Wow.
You know, my father passed just after that, and to be able to listen back and hear the sound of my father's voice after he's long gone, it just is a comfort to me. It's like a hug.
Your father, you know, had a music career of his own. He was a part-time promoter, I believe, in the industry. I bet he had a big influence on you, and I wonder if you still feel his presence in your music while you're playing, even though he's gone.
I definitely feel the presence of my father in everything I'm doing musically. And I now, in everything I do, I just am constantly saying thank you because I learned so many lessons from him. I learned so many lessons. And there's a lot about my father's dreams that in conversations with him, he would say to me, you know, I wish I had made this or I had done that, or that things have been easier for me with this way or that way. And for me, some of those doors that were hard for him have been easier for me, and on, you know?
Are you saying that in a way you helped your father accomplish his dreams through you?
Exactly. And that doesn't just apply to me. It applies to all of us. And that's why I've spent so much time in the realm of talking about dreams and believing in dreams and sharing dreams, because I think dreams are how the world is created. So I love the idea of working in a magical realm of dreams, but also that realm is not soft and cloudy like cotton balls or clouds. It's very much a roll up your sleeves and and get your hands dirty type of thing to work with dreams.
You also put out an EP last year. It's called Undercover. It's aptly named, a series of covers that you've performed. And I was deciding which one to play here. I had a hard time because they're all so good, but we decided on this one, which is Mazzy Star's Fade Into You. You also covered a Bob Dylan song on that album. And by the way, Bob Dylan said a few years ago that he was a big fan of yours, which must have been, I don't know, pretty validating. I assume you feel the same way?
Absolutely. I love Bob Dylan so much, his songwriting. And when I started writing songs years ago, I sat down with writers like Joni Mitchell, Bob Dylan, Leonard Cohen, Neil Young, and I wrote down the lyrics to the songs, Sam Cooke, and I looked at the structure of the songs. Where's the verse? Where's the bridge? Where's the chorus? The Beatles. But Bob Dylan in particular was such a teacher for me in the way that the song can be simple, but it can be powerful.
Wow. Yeah. Speaking of writing, I understand that you're also a poet. You've published a collection called Maps from the Modern World. You have another book coming out this fall. It's called Light Beams, which has poetry in it as well. Would you mind reading from that book for us?
Well, I certainly will. I guess with this one, because the book is called Light Beams, I'll read a poem called The Lighthouse. Of all the things that I could be, for every ship out on the sea, with every flaw and darkest night, I'd simply long to be a light.
Light comes up a lot in your work.
Yes, it does. Themes of my work, I guess, would be light and dreams. And they are really about the soul of the human heart and how we connect with each other. And that I believe that every being, every living thing has a light inside, and that we are light. It's just a matter of how do we share it? How do we ignite it in others? How do we use it to create worlds and lift each other up?
Do you see a distinction between your music and your poetry? Like, is there Valerie June, the musician, and Valerie June, the poet?
Oh, definitely. I could say that there's a distinction in the way that I receive the poems. When I hear the songs, I receive the songs, they are being sung to me. Like Call Me a Fool, I heard a voice singing to me like you listen to the radio. This voice sang, well, they call me a fool. And it just kept singing that again and again. And then the rest of the song started to come. But with a poem, it's a spoken voice. So there's no melody at all. I don't hear music when it's a poem. And that's how I know what I'm receiving. I know the difference because there's melodies with the songs. I hear them as songs.
Well, Valerie June, what a light you are. Thank you so much for sharing your time with us. I appreciate it so much.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it as well. When the love left just a friendship.